Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, October 1st, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, as I do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. It's a beautiful, beautiful autumn day here, and it's the perfect day to announce a brand new segment we're adding to the show called Sirius RSVPs, Reservations, Sirius Reservations, and I'll be giving you a brief restaurant review of some of L.A.'s hottest eateries, and you'll hear my first review a little bit later on in the show. And I always enjoy hearing from our listeners, so I want to make sure I give out the number to call in to either listen to the show or you can call in and ask questions. So that number is 347-857-2710. Once again, that number to listen and chat with us and my guest is 347-857-2710. So get listening because we have a fantabulous, fantabulous show for you today. I don't know about you, but music really moves my soul, and today I think your soul is going to be moved as well. It's going to be taken on a melodic journey, and that's all due to the musical talents of my guest today. Keith Chagall is my guest, and Keith is a singer-songwriter whose music really, I think, encompasses influences as diverse as his own multi-ethnic background. And, well, as Keith will tell you, he's a native Colombian, and he plays flamenco-influenced guitar instrumentals and sophisticated rock songs that blend jazz riffs, world beat, and compelling vocals into unabashedly pop songs. Don't you love that word, unabashedly? I love that. And he has performed at clubs and concert venues nationwide. Keith's second album, I mean, the list goes on with this man. Keith's second album, Soundlight, produced two top five singles in the adult contemporary radio chart, and his upcoming new CD, Invitation, or as I like to say, Invitacion, is going to the top of the charts as well. And I want to give have you lovely people hear just a sample of Keith's talents. Let's listen in. Okay, I caught all of you moving like I was moving. Wasn't that fabulous? And if my notes are correct, I'm going to say that that song is called Flight of the Monarchs, and we're going to hear some other songs and a little bit more about Keith. So please give a warm welcome to Keith Chagall.
Keith. Hey, good afternoon, Laura. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Enjoying this gorgeous day, as you said. Just beautiful here in Southern California.
Isn't it, though? I mean, this is why people from other parts of the country come out to California is days like this.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And music just adds to the atmospheric feeling, you know?
I'm telling you, it moves my soul. It really elevates my, I don't even know what to call it, but it just elevates me. Your music makes me feel good, and it's very inspirational. And I know if I feel good that I'm expressing that to someone else. And what a lovely gift to give to someone.
It really is. I think in times like that are challenging, that are facing the country today, there's nothing like coming up with a kind of music that will make people feel relaxed and soothed in their souls so they can have a little respite from all the economic uncertainty out there. And this record was created for that purpose, to really bring peacefulness and relaxation to your body, to your mind after a stressful day, and hopefully we've accomplished that.
Now, this is one of my favorites. I have many favorites. What CD is The Flight of the Monarchs on?
It's in the new unreleased record called Invitation, as you said.
I know. I kind of added a little international flair to that.
Right. It took us about a year and a half to put this record together. There's some amazing, amazing musicians, world-class artist Abraham Laboriel, one of the great jazz players bass players of all time. His son is Abraham Laboriel Jr., who is Sir Paul McCartney's drummer for the last 5 years. And just having them on the record alone just made the whole thing just magical.
That's wonderful. And speaking of Paul McCartney, I understand you're a huge Beatles fan.
I am. I'm a amazing fan of their music because I don't think it's ever been... they are the gold standard. There's no other way to say it. And the last few weeks of the remasters being redone and the new rock band thing that's happening out there, it's incredible how 40 years later these guys are still resonating. And it just goes to show you the power of great composition and structure. So that was my influences. And I, you know, you never know that you can attempt greatness when you're doing a record, but you try. And you have to have some sort of standard, and I can't think of a better gold standard than that.
Hey, that's true. But tell our listeners, you did something very interesting regarding George Harrison.
Yeah, well, when George passed away, and, you know, I was in Hawaii at the time, and I remember he was still ill, and I wrote a song called Soundlight. It was thinking about him, and it was just a song that just came out amazingly like something the Beatles might have written, but it wasn't like a copy thing. And when we had it released, so many people responded. They thought it was a John Lennon track. And then when at Griffith Park up there in Hollywood Sign, they dedicated a beautiful monument to George and a beautiful tree, and they selected my song to be performed live for George.
Wow, that's quite an honor.
So that was a good honor. And, you know, just seeing Olivia there and people from his family, it was just a beautiful thing with Chris Carter, who is also a radio talk host with Breakfast with the Beatles. They do that every Sunday. So I was really honored that my song would have been chosen. And it was quite a moving time that I was able to do something that made people feel good, you know.
I think you do that a lot, you know, having heard you play live twice in two different scenarios. Your music does stir people, not only your own music, but you have a wonderful gift for translating a standard into your own and making people be moved by that.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I mean, there's no better thing to be able to do with a God-given gift and to be able to move people as opposed to just, you know, thinking all about finances and your own success. It just makes me feel better that you can make people come together with music. I think it's a wonderful, rare gift.
I think it's right. And obviously you're very comfortable in your shoes. So I want to find out, how did you or when did you realize you had this musical gift and how did you get started?
When I moved here from South America, it was very difficult. I was one of the few Latino children in my neck of the woods, and it was kind of hard to break in socially with people. But I found that once I did the music, it opened up a whole lot of doors socially at school and again at college. So it's been kind of like the great equalizer. If you didn't know the language too well and you were just learning to speak English, you know, people could still understand music, whatever language. So it was kind of an international way to get through to people, and that's really how it started.
I find that very interesting, and it's a beautiful thing about the arts that, you know, you mentioned shy, being new to a foreign country, not knowing a language, and how you were able to perhaps be yourself or get out in front of people through music, so that was your guise. And I think that's so important for those. I was shy as a young girl myself, and through a sense of humor, a little comedy, I was able to perhaps approach people and talk to people. So I think it's so important that the young people today have an opportunity to experience any of the
arts. I couldn't agree with you. You were a comedian. That's amazing.
I know. I do sit-down comedy now.
That's fantastic, Lauren. Well, I was very moved by meeting you too. I know we met at some really nice venues in Beverly Hills, and you know, hard to forget you. You have a terrific energy, stays with people.
Well, thank you. People are fascinating. They really are, and everyone has a unique gift. Everyone does, and hopefully we all get that opportunity to realize that. And
sure.
By having guests like yourself on the show. Hopefully it'll give other people an idea, oh, wow, I love music, or I love to write, or whatever it is you love to do, that here's someone like yourself who is successful at what they do and is passionate about it, and that's what it's all about, trying on those different pairs of shoes and finding out which one is comfortable for you. And
I couldn't agree with you more, and especially now with music being so disposable, a lot of the new music isn't really music at all, and I think people miss melody and they miss lyrics that are meaningful, and I've tried to keep that kind of classic vibe in the music without trying to be too trendy and just keep it honest, you know?
I think you're right. I know for myself, I tend to agree with you on that level that, I mean, hip-hop, it's a form, it's a way to express oneself, and I think that's what the younger generation use.
Right.
But I can't really hum a tune. I don't know how to. I'm not a good hip hopper, you know. I don't. I like your music sets the tone. And I guess this comes with age. And I hate to admit this because I'm just really 25 myself. But I was driving early in the morning, maybe about 8 o'clock. And I was at a stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
The car next to me had the windows were rolled down, and blaring on the radio was a loud rock piece, really, really loud. And
right.
I was just, and I know it's, everybody has the right to play whatever they want at whatever volume, but I just
sure.
thought, it's such a beautiful morning. You're bothering me. You know, and I'm probably older than this person. She's probably 18, I'm 25. So
right.
I just felt, you know, it would be nice and peaceful, or maybe the Flight of the Monarchs could be on at a decent volume, and that would be lovely to hear.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, the way that we mixed this record was purposely made so that you could feel comfortable with it. And it's not too grating. And there's a lot of wonderful Grammy Award and Academy Award winning players on there. So we really took the time to make sure that it felt soothing to you instead of jarring.
Because
I think
great.
music does affect your physicalology. And people are finding that out now, even in the medical world, you know.
Well, I think music makes you feel good. And so if you feel good, it affects your whole sense of well-being. That's part of, you know, it's all a mind-body experience.
Right. Right. And like Flight of the Monarchs, this is the first album I've ever done that really brings in my Latin roots. I kind of always loved British music and American pop music like Burt Bacharach, but I never really got a chance to do my own music until this album, because I just it just felt like a natural thing. And what we wanted to do with Flight of the Monarchs was create some horns and flutes that mimicked what the Flight of the Monarchs do. For they go from Canada all the way to Mexico. It was an amazing journey these butterflies take. And so at the end of the album, I had these wonderful musicians from the group Chicago and Steely Dan. And I said, you guys just mimic little butterflies and, you know, little things coming at you all at once. And at the very end, it just feels like a bunch of butterflies flying around you. It was just a really neat thing to put together.
Wow, that is beautiful. And I know you, some of the, like on Summer of Our Lives, you wrote the lyrics to that, correct?
Summer of Our Lives or Summer of My Life? There's two.
Summer of Our Lives.
Yes, I wrote the lyrics on that one. That's in a movie called Plum Summer on Paramount. And the director had heard me, a female director, had heard my music. And she said, you know, we'd really like a song that kind of fits Mongo Jerry's In the Summertime When the Winter Is Hot, you know. So, but they didn't want to use that song. And they said, can you come up with something like that? So I went home.
Well,
I happen to have
a little sample. Maybe let me just play a little bit so our viewers get an idea of what we're talking about. So we're going to hear just a little snippet of Summer of Our Lives, written by the
beautiful,
fabulous Keith Chagall. Take a listen.
Thank you. To be
Drum.
Yeah, it's very tropical. The whole record actually is about summer, and it's the only record I've ever really made that captured a whole season. And it wasn't easy to do, but I think we captured something special.
That's beautiful. I love that steel drum. I don't know how that instrument got started, but I just love the sound. That sound also kind of makes you want to move. You think of Jamaica, and the people
right.
there are fun-loving. Everybody getting together and having a good time.
That's exactly right. And children love that song. Adults love it. Young people love it. And, you know, we wanted to give something that even if you're in Montana in the middle of winter and you hear this record, you know, let's fire up the Mai Tais, you know.
Sounds
you're
good.
You're going to get that vibration. You need that vibration, you know.
That's right. You need a mojito music.
Mojito music. That's it.
I think that should be the title of your next album, Mojito Music.
That would be fabulous. I also worked with a great co-producer on this album named Michael Blue, who did Colby Calais' big album last year, Bubbly. And she did very well with that one. So I was really, really honored to work with some amazing, amazing musicians here in Los Angeles. It's really incredible the kind of talent that's out here.
There is. There's a lot of talent. And for those that are those musicians, songwriters are just kind of starting. Can you share with us how do you work? How do you find your inspiration? Do you just say, okay, Keith, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I need to get some work done, so I'm going to sit down and write, and whatever comes, comes. Or when you have an idea, you start to write. How do you make get creative?
Usually it's a melody that comes to me, and then I really agonize over the lyrics. Like for instance, the song Soundlight was about George, but I didn't want to use cliches about him. So the music came in about 20 minutes, but the lyrics took almost 6 months. And, you know, that one I definitely wanted to do an homage to them. With this album, Invitation, I was writing a lot of political kind of songs, you know, about different subjects. And I thought, with everything going on in the world, wouldn't it be nice to just write about something that just is about romance? Whether you're 80 years old and you've been with somebody for 60 years or whether you're 18 and you just met somebody at college, it's really an album about love and relaxing and romance and how eternal that can be and how rejuvenating it can be. So I was writing these songs near the ocean. I live in Manhattan Beach. And so the ocean was very inspirational to me. And what I ended up doing was creating a kind of songs that I think you could listen to for years without it being, you know, trendy and just for the flavor of the moment. The other thing that is really interesting about this album is it's the first record I ever did with jazz type of influences, like Carlos Antonio Jobim, you know, the great Brazilian writer that did
right.
The Girl from Ipanema. I don't know what happened. I'm a self-taught musician, but one day I just started waking up playing these amazing chords that I didn't even know what chords I was playing. And so, you know, they said, you're going to need some really interesting jazz musicians on this record. And really, that's how it started. It was a real journey to add horns and flutes and just real natural instruments. None of it is synthesized. All of them are real. And so that's really what I did with this album. I thought it would be a good thing. I put it up on MySpace, and, you know, we've already got amazingly 150,000 spins from people that have visited the site.
MySpace is great for anybody in the music industry because it's a great place to showcase your talent. There's so many young and upcoming talents and people like you who've been around. It's just a great
right.
way to use all the different platforms to publicize yourself.
Yeah, and also it didn't hurt that I had met somebody before I started writing these songs, and she really inspired a lot of the romantic things. Kind of like when Billy Joel first met Christine Brinkley, and he wrote a beautiful album about her with Uptown Girl and all those songs. You know, that doesn't happen often in one's life, and it was great to feel those feelings again, and I think that's where it really came about.
But I think, you know, like most art, in any art, whether it's music, the fine arts, comedy, those people that practice that, they're inspired by relationships, life. Mm-hmm. So there, your influence has to come from somewhere. And I find it very interesting. You just mentioned that you're a self-taught musician.
Right.
What made you decide to play the guitar as opposed to the piano?
Well, it was easier to carry around. So that was.
That's right.
Lugging the piano on my back, that wouldn't have worked too well.
No.
But I think it was, you know, growing up and seeing how a guitar and singing could really get attention from girls. That was always a good inspiration. And so you stick with it, and you either grow or you don't grow. I was inspired by people like Paul Simon and the Beatles and R.E.M. and just a lot of great Stevie Wonder's another person that comes to mind. People that really had quality in their music, and it wasn't just for the flavor of the moment. So that's what I aspire to. And now, you know, I've been playing like almost 20 years, so I feel like I'm just starting to learn my instrument now. It's amazing. You play all those years, but you can never really know all of it, and that's the great thing about music, you know?
Well, you're an overnight success, right?
Well, to me, it's been a journey. So,
of
right?
Course,
I mean,
course.
Yeah, you become Britney Spears and it's really over with, and it becomes a tabloid thing, and I didn't want that. I was really all about becoming a successful composer and an artist rather than a personality, you know, for the tabloids. So,
now,
a little
where,
under
where
the
did
radar.
You get your talent? Were either of your parents musically inclined?
You know, my father was a terrific singer. My mother told me that. I didn't grow up with my father. They split up by the time I was four. But as I got older, my mother did say he had a wonderful voice, and I think it came from his side of the family.
Well, what a wonderful gift to be given.
Yeah. I wish I could send him the album if I knew where he was. He's somewhere
in South
America.
I'm sure he's listening. He's listening somewhere.
I'm sure he is, too. But that's what I really felt the country needed. I mean, artists that really care about their art try to do stuff that will influence the public in a positive nature that could make the place a better place. So I thought just doing an album about love and positive energy would make you feel good. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's the thing that you really keep in life. You don't want to remember the negative things. You want to hold on to all the beautiful things you've gone through.
Absolutely.
So that's what this album, yeah, that's where it came from.
Now, are you going to go on tour with Invitación? Are you going to do some gigs around the country?
That is the nature of my mission.
Yes.
And we're putting together a 12-piece band. I've never really had a group with horn players and flutes and baritone sax. And it's going to be a real tropical pop type of band as opposed to your normal 5-piece group. And what's really interesting is my friends that do read music, they're able to write the charts out for me and help me. And it's just kind of like a whole new thing for me. And I'm really excited about playing these songs live. So probably by early next year, we'll have the record ready to be released for right before the summer.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Before, you know, time is eluding us. I don't know where time goes. I want to give our listeners some information about you and where they can purchase Flight of the Monarchs.
Sure.
and whatnot. So your records are sold on Amazon.com as well as CDBaby.com. And people can get in touch with Keith Chagall by contacting him at his email, which is stmrecords@mindspring.com or at 310-372-8845.
That's right.
You have another number because you want everyone to get in touch with you. 310-991-5713,
yeah.
Great.
We don't have the record out at Amazon or CD Baby at this moment, but there was a wonderful magazine, a high-end lifestyle magazine called The Rob Report, and they actually heard the record through friends, and the publisher included it in the annual Best of the Best issue in June and July, and they hosted it up on the Rob Report, our music. So we've been getting a lot of information from people that heard the album that way, R-O-B-B Report.
Okay.
And that's one way to get it. They can come to STM, S like Sam, T like Tom, M like Mary Records, at mindspring.com, like you said. And pretty soon you'll be hearing it in commercials and other things like that, and we're very excited to share it with you guys you're like the exclusive ones, the first ones.
I know. I mean, I feel like I'm a Hollywood hotspot. Who knew?
You are. You're a star, Lauren. We just adore you, and your radio show is just fantastic, and it was a privilege to be part of this today. I want to thank all your listeners out there.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's my pleasure. You have a beautiful sound, and I think the world needs to hear more sounds like you create. So, but I also want to say, even though the current record is not at Amazon or CD Baby, you have other CDs available. Is that correct?
Yes. They can contact us at the website and at the email, and we're very happy to send it out at a very nominal fee. And money-back guarantee. We haven't had any returns yet, so we're pretty happy about that.
And if I may also say that you do private gigs also, so if people want to hear Keith Chagall live and in person in their own home or event, that you are open to that as well.
Have Guitar Will Travel.
Yeah. See, because you can travel now, because like I said, that piano.
That's exactly right. We do a lot of really cool events in the Los Angeles area, and we've been very fortunate to play for some wonderful high-profile events with Mayor Villagrosa the night of his campaign. And, I was honored that they chose my music to be used in those kinds of situations. And, you know, you spread it out there. I mean, I play in the malls. I play in some wonderful malls in Century City and all over Los Angeles area and some very nice spots. In fact, today I'm at the Four Seasons in Westlake Village, the beautiful new Four Seasons, and it's just a wonderful place for people to come relax and hear the music in a nice setting. So before I go on tour, I'd like to keep playing.
That, and I think you will. You will. I mean, I didn't even know you were there, so I can find out information about where you're popping up. Is it on your website or something?
It's not on our website, but they can certainly contact us through the email, and we'll give that information out.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, we try to keep it under the radar, but anytime you want to come out here, we'll take care of you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Keith, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy day at the Four Seasons and sharing your music with us. I know I enjoyed it, and I hope our listeners did too.
I want to give a shout-out to you and your listeners and to my lady, Lynn Michelle, and save me a copy of this tape. I'd love to have it for the archive.
You got it.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks, Keith.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, we have a few minutes left, and it's time now for the inaugural segment, Sirius RS VP's Sirius Reservations, Lauren's Restaurant Review. Well, here's the story. I recently wanted to go to a Mario Batali Nancy Silverton restaurant here in Los Angeles, so I called the number, and I heard the following. Hello. If you'd like pizza, Mozart, press 1. If you'd like the Osteria, press 2. Well, I didn't hear any prompt to press for reservations, but I did hear, if you'd like to have an existing reservation, if you'd like support of that, please dial 323-279-011. So I did. I called that number, and a young woman answered the phone. Hi, this is Nicole. Well, it seems like we're running out of time for this fabulous restaurant review, and I will get to finish it as much as I can. So I get to this. Nicole, hi, how can I help you? Yes, I'd like to make a dinner reservation for Friday, 5:30, party of three. Is this an existing reservation? No, I'd like to make one for Friday. I'm sorry, I can't help you. You'll have to call 323-279-0100. I said, Michelle, Nicole, can you help me with this reservation? No, I'm sorry. Okay, one moment, please. So she puts me on hold, and so I'm waiting. Then she gets back on the line. She says, I'm sorry, you'll have to dial 323-279-0100. I said, thank you very much. I call the restaurant, and I get, hello, dial 1 for pizza mozzarella, dial 2 for the osteria, and 5 for reservations. I dial 5, and I hear, hello, this is Nicole. Well, there it is in a rub, and I said, hi, Nicole, this is Lauren. I believe we spoke earlier about a reservation. Yes. Well, thank you once again to Keith Chagall and all my listeners for tuning in. And we'll see you next time when my guest will be Mark Skelton, host of Life Changes with Filippo. I see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes.